Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for joining me today. Can you believe that there are just 2 months left in 2023 as of when I'm recording this? How is that possible? Have you ever like sat to write the date on something, like maybe write the date on a check and realize you're just way off? When the twins were born, they were born in August of 2022 and they spent over 3 months in the NICU. And for 6 months, I wrote August on checks because it was like time just wasn't processing in the same way for me. And I feel like I'm in that place again where in my mind, it's June. It's not June. It's the end of October, almost November. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, no, we're definitely not going into the holidays. It's too soon for that. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe it. 2 months left of 2023. And I can't tell you how many years of my life I've come toward the end of the year and felt frustrated or disappointed that I hadn't made the progress that I hoped I would make. And I want to speak to you if you are feeling that way, that 2023 so far hasn't gone the way that you thought it would or the way that you hoped it would, or you thought that you would be further along in certain areas. And I want to say this. It's okay to feel that way. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way, but let's not let those feelings distract us from what we can do and the meaningful change we can make going into the end of the year. Now, one thing we often talk about around this time of year is how people will look at this 12-week-ish period of time and call it the holidays, when really the holidays are maybe 3 or 4 actual days. But we kind of write off the entire season, especially if we have health or financial goals. And I want to encourage you to embrace this as a season of progress, even though for a lot of us, it's a season of more travel. It's a season of more socializing. It could be a season of more indulgences. And also, it can be a season of health improvements and progress, financial improvements and progress. Before we get into what I want to talk with you about today, I want to share what we are giving away. I'm actually going to give today's winner a choice of two things that I'm like completely obsessed with right now. Relief Plus, my favorite all-natural anti-inflammatory supplement that I cannot live without. The other one is brand new to everybody, not just me. It's Kids Calm. It is a all-natural, melatonin-free, CBD-free, THC-free. It's got nothing related to like cannabis, and it's got nothing related to melatonin. It is an all-natural relaxation and sleep gummy for kids, but I've been taking it myself. I've been taking a double dose, usually an hour or two before bed. And my husband will tell you, I am a notoriously not wonderful sleeper. I have a lot of bad dreams. I tend to toss and turn and wake up a lot. And I've noticed a huge difference. My girlfriend Laura Lee texted me and said, are you loving this? Like, what has your experience been? Because she's had the same experience that I have in that we are both sleeping through the night more regularly. So that is called Kids Calm. It is a kids product, but I'm not a kid and I'm taking it. My 2-year-old Roman is taking it and he really looks forward to the gummies. But no melatonin. We don't want to mess with melatonin. And also nothing CBD or THC related. So your choice. I will give you your choice. If you are the winner today, you can choose if you want Relief Plus or Kids Calm. I'll link them both up in the show description along with a coupon in case you want to check them out. Okay. What I want to talk about today are three perspectives on health that I believe can help you be more consistent and especially can help you through this season that a lot of people write off because, well, Halloween candy is around and Halloween candy stays around and then it's the holiday party season and all of these different things. It's baking season. It's, you know, eat all of the mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce for breakfast season and the leftover pie we're going to eat for a week. I want to share with you these three perspectives that will hopefully allow you to see it as that and more, as that and also a season of improvements and growth and progress. The first perspective is this. I want to challenge you to stop seeing getting healthy or whatever that journey looks like for you, losing weight, getting fit, all of the above. Stop seeing it as a chore and start seeing it as a gift, as an adventure. How good can it be? How great can I feel? How many new levels can I unlock? What can I do to make this more fun, more interesting? To try new recipes, to establish new friends and connections, to get involved in something I've never done before. For too long, I saw it as a chore, even maybe a punishment. It's not fair. Why is this such a struggle for me? I know somebody who can eat all of these things and they never put on a pound. And I believe that my resentment about the process was making the process a lot more difficult and was making it so that I resisted doing the work and I resisted being consistent and I saw everything as missing out and not enough and not fair. Stop seeing it as a chore and challenge yourself to see it as a gift. And I know that might sound cliche. Maybe there's a twist on it that you need in order to be able to embrace that. I love thinking about it as, how good can I feel? How much energy can I have? How much can this positively impact my mood or my outlook or my ability to focus or my energy to chase after my kids? How great can I feel when I wake up in the morning? How good can I feel in my clothes? Do you need to try something new? Can you get excited about that instead of passing judgment on this is like another thing that probably won't work. What's the point? Your perspective is a really powerful piece of the puzzle here. And if you're seeing it as not fair, or I have to lose this weight, and here we go again, and it's going to be so hard, I'm going to tell you right now, doesn't look good for you. How can you see it as something to get excited about, as something to have anticipation over? Maybe it is something that you do with a friend or a colleague or somebody at your church or a trainer at your gym. I shared with you guys a couple weeks ago how when my sister and her girlfriend were down visiting, we had a really great conversation about how we all have a goal to get stronger. And so now that's something that we're talking about and we're sharing about. And what are you doing and what are you trying? And it doesn't mean that it's without obstacles. I mean, we all wake up and have different injuries or aches or pains or circumstances that change the plan for the day, but we're still excited about this pursuit. I've been talking to different women in my church about it and trying to build some community around pursuing healthier outcomes and healthier behaviors and healthier patterns for our kids. Part of what is making it fun and like an adventure for me is incorporating my kids and trying different things with them and for them and being active with them in new ways. How can you make it more fun and exciting for yourself? I believe you have to. You have to. Challenge yourself. How do I need to think about this differently? I would look forward to it if what? What would need to change so that you could be more positive about this or more excited about this or more engaged? What would need to change so that you stop seeing it as a punishment and start seeing it as an opportunity, as a gift, as an adventure? The second perspective that I wanted to put out there, and we talked about this the other day in the podcast with Morgan, focus less on how much you weigh and more on how much weight you can move. Are you getting stronger? Are you getting more mobile, more functional? You know, one of the things a lot of people maybe don't know this because they haven't experienced this in their own fitness journey, or it's been a long time since they've experienced this. One of the things that happens when you start to use your body more is you become a better mover. And even if you aren't getting stronger, even if you aren't putting on muscle, because you're a better mover, because you're more efficient, things feel easier. And a lot of times I'll ask myself, like, am I getting stronger or am I just becoming a better mover? Both are great, but I'm always trying to figure it out. And then I'll do that sometimes by like adding more weight. Oh, nope, can't do that. It's just that I'm becoming more efficient or becoming more fit, or my cardiovascular fitness is improving, even though I haven't gained strength yet. But those adaptations feel really good, and those adaptations actually come more quickly for folks who are beginners. And that doesn't mean you're a beginner at this for the span of your life, but maybe you're a beginner because you've taken a year off or you haven't done this in a while. But those adaptations happen really quickly and they feel really good. So focus on becoming a better mover. Focus on moving more, right? Take a dance lesson. Stand instead of sit. Play with your kids instead of observing your kids play. Move more. Focus on how you're moving. Focus on how much you're moving. Instead of, if you're going to sit and watch a TV show, cool, stretch. Move your body. You can get stronger in a gym or outside of a gym. You can get stronger with a trainer or without a trainer. I talked about this, I think, in the last one of the most recent episodes, about how the beautiful thing about the internet is that there's infinite amounts of information at our fingertips. You can find something that you can do at home. You can find something to do as a beginner. You can find something to do with that physical limitation that you have, that you've been telling yourself is the reason that you can't move more, but you can. Focus less on how much you weigh and more on how much weight you can move. Part of that is getting stronger, but part of that is just becoming a better mover and getting more efficient in using your body. But just move more, stand more, walk more, swing your arms, stretch. No matter where you're at in your journey, you can do this more. Even if you're already super fit, you can move your body more. You can show more appreciation for your body. And if you are like the beginner of all beginners, you can still move your body more. When I was at my heaviest, one of my initial starting points was just to be on a treadmill walking at the lowest setting, which I think was a half a mile an hour, 0.5 miles per hour. And if I was watching TV, I would just be standing on the treadmill, barely moving for that time, but it was better than sitting. The final perspective shift that I want to pose for you to consider is that the fastest way to change your body is to change your mind. The most sustainable way to change your body is to change your mind. The best way to change your body is to change your mind, because it's not that there's a lack of strategy. There's not. It's that we struggle with implementation. Why do we struggle with implementation? Because of our thoughts, because of our excuses, because of our doubts, because of I'll start tomorrow, because this one thing won't hurt, because after this party, because after this holiday, because I've been so good, because it's not working anyway. The fastest way to change your body is to change your mind. Commit to becoming a better thinker. Commit to doing the work to overcome your excuses and no longer let them be the reason that you stay where you're at. The fastest way to change your body is to change your mind. The most sustainable way to change your body is to change your mind. The most reliable way to change your body is to change your mind. So are you doing this work, or are you just thinking about this work? Are you just accumulating strategies and information, but you're not actually doing the work? There's a really big difference between being an observer of mindset information and using it. Right? There's a lot of people in the observer, in the accumulator phase, but they're not actually doing the work. 10X mindset is an option. There are books that are options. There are coaches or therapists or just your own journaling and reflection. But you can't be in the category of consuming the information and not using it. The fastest way to change your body is to change your mind. Today's winner of your choice, either Relief Plus or KidsCom, I love and use them both, is E. Halvorsen, E-E-H-A-L-V-O-R-S-E-N. If that is you, email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Email me within 60 days of this episode airing. Let me know that you are the winner for 1136. Let me know what you would prefer, Relief Plus or KidsCom. And lastly, include your mailing address so that I can get it out to you. And all you have to do to be eligible to win, if you are a listener, is leave a review on any episode of the podcast on whatever platform you are listening. And we give stuff away on Saturdays, so be sure to listen all the way through to the end to see if you were the winner. But congratulations, E-E-H-A-L-V-O-R-S-E-N, E. Halvorsen, E.E. Halvorsen. Email me and I will get it to you. And then I'll put links for Relief Plus and KidsCom in the show description if you want to check them out. I'll also put the link to 10X Mindset. That is less than $200 for a 30-day action-based approach toward becoming a better thinker. You can go back through it infinite numbers of times, so check it out. But keep this in mind. Stop seeing your journey as a chore. Start seeing it as a gift, as an adventure. Stop focusing so much on how much you weigh and instead focus more on how much weight you can move. And then keep in mind that the most effective way to change your body is to change your mind. See you tomorrow.